This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Good morning, everyone. Black Hawk down and possibly in the intelligence files in Beijing at the behest of Pakistan. It's Tuesday, August 16th.
At the top of the news, though, is the economy. And President Obama says he has a jobs package that he'll send to Capitol Hill when Congress gets back from recess.
I'll be putting forward, when they come back in September, a very specific plan to boost the economy, to create jobs, and to control our deficit. And my attitude is, get it done.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is working on a radical overhaul of the military retirement system. At the moment, anyone who serves 20 years in the military is eligible for retirement at half their salary. CBS News reports that the Pentagon is now working on a 401k-style plan where soldiers would have to wait until normal retirement age to receive the money. And that plan would reportedly save $250 billion over the next two decades, though any change would require congressional approval. All morning long, we've turned to you for your big ideas on how to fix the economy.
Kevin Green from New York. We need a trade policy change. Jobs go overseas. Until that's corrected, this economy will be going nowhere.
Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE.
Speaking of economies going nowhere, in Europe, the economy is stalling this morning. Economic growth in the Eurozone sacked to 0.2% last quarter, and growth in Germany almost ground to a halt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy are holding an emergency meeting in Paris this morning to look for ways to pull the EU out of its debt crisis. George Soros, one of the world's most influential investors, says it's time the Eurozone set up an institution similar to the U.S. Treasury.
There's an urgency about understanding the problem and finding a European solution. We are in a very, very serious financial crisis.
Investors around the world agree global markets and U.S. futures are down. Gold is up on the news out of Europe this morning.
In Libya, forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi fired a Scud missile for the first time in the country's civil war. U.S. officials say the missile came down in the desert and no one was injured. The rebels, meanwhile, say they've effectively cut supply lines to the capital of Tripoli. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says rebels now have the upper hand following a six-month stalemate.
We're encouraged by the progress that they're making, and they are increasing the pressure on Tripoli significantly.
It's unclear how much territory the rebels actually control and how long they can hold it. And meanwhile, in Iraq, officials say gunmen wearing military uniforms pulled seven people from a Sunni mosque south of Baghdad this morning and then killed them execution style. That comes after yesterday's 42 coordinated attacks across Iraq that killed 89 people and wounded more than 300.
10,000 Palestinian refugees now fleeing the Syrian port city of Latakia. The United Nations' Christopher Guinness says it's a chaotic scene.
Because of the lack of humanitarian access, because of the difficulty of getting information out of the area, we, the UN agency charged with bringing humanitarian aid to these people, have absolutely no idea where they are.
Syrian forces reportedly shelling the city for a fourth straight day. Asian markets mostly down, European indices down, futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,482, the S&P opens at 1,204, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,214. Gold significantly up this morning. Coming up this morning, why would Google want to spend $12.5 billion buying up Motorola Mobility and all of its old patents? We're going to talk about how patents are quickly becoming pawns in a global competitive war. But first, technology in unexpected hands. China's access to an American helicopter down during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Signs of an alliance between Pakistan and China or an intelligence breach between Pakistan and the United States.